Okay, let's begin our discussion of Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, first a little bit from the halachic perspective, from the lumdus perspective, and then we will, Be'ezus Hashem, be able to learn some messages and things that we're supposed to be thinking about as we get ready for this unusual challenging Yomim Noraim, as we spoke about last week, the whole Yomim Noraim time period, but here we're going to specifically talk about Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. So first, let's see the source of this. Let's see the source. Says the Shir is being recorded, yes. Says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah in the first source. I forgot to write the numbers, but you have all the sources there. The first source, the Mishnah tells us, Yantif Shor Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. The Yantif of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. B'miktash Hayutokin, Avaloba Medina. In the Beis HaMikdash, they blew shofar, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pashas we're not getting into right now. The Rambam holds that Mikdash here means all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside, but let's Pshuta Shel HaMishnah. They blew shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is why? Where does it come from? You know, the Torah says, blow shofar, no limits. So where does this come from? So ask the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes, Minani Mili, how do we know that one does not blow shofar outside and blows inside. Amr of Levi Bar Lachma, Amr of Chaim Bar Chanina, Kasav Echad Omer, Shabbason, Zichron Shua. One Pasuk says, Zichron Shua. The Pasuk by Parshas Emor, the main Parsha of the Maisa HaMitzvos, Zichron Shua. The Kasav Echad Omer, Yom Shua. So is it Zichron? Zichron is always not the actual. Zichron Shua, to remember, to mention something. But, or Yom Shua. So, lo kasha, kam biyadav shakalias b'shabbos, kam biyadav shakalias b'chol. Says the Gemara, no problem. The pasuk that says you blow shofar, that's talking about on a weekday. The pasuk that says that you don't blow shofar, that's on Shabbos, and it's a din d'araisa. The havamina of the Gemara is that the Torah tells us, the Torah is already alluding to us, sometimes you blow shofar, and sometimes you don't blow shofar. And the Gemara has very much difficulty with that. Amar Rava, imi d'araisa hi. It's a din to araisa not to blow shofar on Shabbos. So then what about the first half of the halacha? B'mikdash eichi takinan. So how'd they blow in the Beis HaMikdash? It says they blew in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's an iser to araisa somehow, then even in the Beis HaMikdash you shouldn't be blowing shofar. Number one. Va'od, and number two, why would it be usher? Why would it be that you wouldn't be able to blow? Halav malachahi, ditzah krolim ute. It's not one of the 39 malachas, not even close. Blowing a musical instrument, what are you doing? We know there's a gzeirah d'rabbanan to not blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. But it's not daraisa, so what would be the problem? Tetana debei Shmuel, kom lechaz avodah lo sasu, yotza tekiya shofar. Blowing shofar is not a malacha. It's a chachma. So the Gemara rejects this possibility and says, according to the Torah, it's mutter. You could blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah even when it falls out on Shabbos. The Rabbanan said not. Gzeira deraba. Just like they knocked out lulav on Shabbos, just like this year, they're going to knock out Megillah on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, Purim Mishulash. Everybody's going to read the Megillah the same day this year, Friday, Yudalid. So too, they knocked out shofar. Why? Gzeira Shema Yitzlenu Biyado. Maybe there'll be a Jew out there that'll take the shofar, the Yelech Eitzel Abaki Lomod, and go to ask an expert to learn how to blow the shofar. It's not simple. The Avirenu Dalad Amos Birshuz Arabim. And he will be Ma'avir. He by mistake won't realize, will forget, and he'll take the shofar through Rishuz Arabim, and therefore we don't blow shofar. So it's an Isidur Abad. If you look in the Yerushalmi, in the parallel Yerushalmi, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Yerushalmi accepts the Mas, the Havamina. It's a Din D'Araisa. You're not allowed to blow shofar. Zichron Shura versus Yom Shura. We don't generally assume like the Yerushalmi, but this is the Halacha. And we take a step back for a moment and say, okay, we understand halachically what happened. The Rabbanan are nervous. Somebody's going to do an Issa D'Araisa, and therefore we're not going to blow shofar. But when we think about it a little deeper, we say to ourselves, how could we have a Rosh Hashanah without shofar? How could we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without shofar? What are we supposed to be thinking about? Rosh Hashanah is all about shofar. Imagine Sukkot without lulav. The whole week. We have a whole week of it, thank God. But shofar, Rosh Hashanah, the Daraisa is out. Imagine if Rosh Hashanah was one day. But what are we supposed to feel? How are we supposed to approach Musaf? How are we supposed to prepare ourselves? So the Ba'alei Musar, the Nesiv HaShalom quotes from earlier, the Beis Avram, well, maybe you could have a deeper idea of B'mikdash HaYutokin Avaloba Medina. Mikdash means the inside of every Jew is his Beis HaMikdash. And the Medina, the outside courtyard, that's our physical. So on Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar and on Mikdash. Inside, we're going to be blowing shofar. B'mikdash HaYutokin. But never just not physically. Okay, that's for the greats. But we're simple Jews. We're not blowing shofar. We're not blowing in our Beis HaMikdash. We're not blowing. So how are we supposed to approach this day? What are we supposed to think about? Does it come up that often? How are we supposed to? How are we supposed to not feel a letdown of, oh, no shofar. We get it twice a year, not only once a year. How are we supposed to approach that day? So first, one thorn in Lamdis, and then we'll get to three ideas in Hashkafa. So first, one thought in Lamdis. What's the Bir HaMachlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? The Bavli that says that it's only an Issa Darabanan to blow shofar on Shabbos, while the Yerushalmi's Maskana that it's an Issa Daraisa to blow shofar on Shabbos. So maybe it's the following. Rabbi Simon in his new Sefer Rosh Hashanah quotes Rav Schechter with the following suggestion. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas and Daf Chav Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Hayaomid Betfilah Beniskar Sheispalo. Somebody is davening, and they all of a sudden realize that they davened already. Often it happens sometimes to men when we don't daven at our normal mincha minyan. Shachris generally doesn't happen that. But mincha, let's say we davened at an unusual mincha minyan, we were at a simcha, we davened, then we come home, or in shul, and all of a sudden, in the middle of davening mincha, we're like, oh my gosh, I davened already. So what's the halacha? I davened already. Says the Gemara, posek afilu be'emsa ha-bracha. We stop in the middle of the bracha. We don't do tefilas nedava bizman hazeh. So if we're in the middle of the bracha, we stop. We stop. Eini, says the Gemara, really? If you know that you davened already, you stop in the middle of the bracha? What about ki avina be'rav baravua bo'emine? The following question, hani b'nei be'rav? B'nei Beirav are yeshiva boys. I always found that interesting about this question. Those yeshiva boys, d'tau mitkari d'chol b'Shabbos, they start davening the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. Right? Sometimes we usually realize by Slach Lanu. Right? That's when we usually get, and all of a sudden we start, you know, we have to cover up, you know, our what we're doing. But either way, those yeshiva boys, in the days of the Gemara, they also sometimes, you know, daydreamed. And started davening the weekday minyan. What's the halacha? The halacha is, as we know, continue to the end of the bracha. You finish the bracha. You said the words chonein, ata chonein, finish the bracha. What do you mean? So why is it, if I didn't daven at all, so then I have to stop in the middle? On Shabbos, if I'm saying the weekday, I continue to the end of the bracha. Says the Gemara, there's a big difference. Says the Gemara, hachi ashta, wait a minute. Hasam gavra bar chiyuvahu. On Shabbos, we're really supposed to say the whole thing. We're supposed to say the whole weekday Amidah also. The Rabbanan had a Rachmanis. They said, you shouldn't have such a long Shmon Esrei, Tircha de Tzibur on Shabbos. So you know what? You don't have to. But there's nothing inappropriate about davening the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. Aval hacha hatzalile. But here you davened already. You're not mechuyev at all. The weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, we're kind of mechuyev. That's the difference. But what's clear from the Gemara? Clear from the Gemara is that there's nothing inappropriate with davening the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, meaning we're familiar with this concept of bakasha on Shabbos. We're not supposed to beseech Hashem. We'll talk about why in a second. But this idea is clear from the Bavli, no problem. There's no problem with bakasha on Shabbos. The only problem is tircha d'tzibura. That's why you don't say the whole long Shmon Esrei. But otherwise, revanyenu, refa'enu, atachoni, no problem according to the Bavli. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos says it's usur to ask Hashem for things on Shabbos. Usur l'tvoa tzracha v'Shabbos. Not allowed to. Why? Says the Karbon Eido, one of the classic commentaries on the Yerushalmi.
Also the Tfuah Tzracha b'Shabbos, Lefisha Michlal Oneg Shabbos Hu. Because it's part of Oneg Shabbos, Sheyachshov Adam Ki Ilu Kol Malachtecho Asui. Part of Oneg Shabbos is to think, oh, I don't need anything. Everything's done. I'm good. There's nothing missing in my life. I don't need it. That's Oneg Shabbos. If we ask Hashem for things, so then we're going to emphasize to ourselves how much we need and how much we're lacking. And it's going to make us worried and upset and anxious. And therefore, the halacha is, says the Yerushalmi, no asking. Aye. Ask the Yerushalmi, what about parts of benching? We ask for things. And I'll say, what about a lakainitzor? Right? What about various times we do ask? Says the Yerushalmi, Toface brachas kenu. If it's part of the fixed text, it's we don't take it out. We don't change that. But either way, what do you see from the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi hoes, there's an Isra of Bakasha on Shabbos. The Bavli says, no Isra of Bakasha. Suggests Rav Shechter, that's Lashitaso. Because we've had Shirim in the past, we're not getting back into it now. We spoke a little bit about it actually last week in the Yamim Naraim in Corona Shir. Shofar is a form of tefillah, as we know. We blow shofar, that's beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. So assuming that shofar has an element of bakasha, that's why the Yerushalmi says it's also daraisa for bakashas on Shabbos, because the Yerushalmi holds that's an iser bakasha on Shabbos, l'shitaso, consistent. The Bavli doesn't think there's a problem with having bakashas on Shabbos, and that's why, according to the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, there is no problem of asking Mida O Raisa on Shabbos. We just lost the Zoom. Hopefully they'll come back in a second. But according to the Bavli, there is no problem of asking Bakashas on Shabbos, Lishitaso, so we can have the shofar, could have the shofar as well. So that's one thought of Lumda's conceptual analysis, but now let's get to the crux of what we want to talk about, and that is, so how do we go into Rosh Hashanah? Shecholias b'Shabbos. How are we supposed to prepare ourselves, and what are we supposed to think about? And just to make the question and our emotions maybe even worse before we try to make it better. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Kol Shana Tezayin, Kol Shana Shein Token La B'Tchilasa, Miriam La B'Sofa. Any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, it's going to be a bad year. Marian la besofa. Marian means you're going to blow truas. Why? Because the Ritva says, because we're going to have tsaras, we're going to have fast days and truas. My time awai, delo irbef satan. Because at the beginning of the year, we didn't use our special tool that we have against the satan, the shofar. So if you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, it's a simin ra. Great. So now what? We blew shofar last year. And we had a challenging year. And the Ritva says, Pirish, I did Sarah Shabbos Umisanin. So we're just following the rabbis. The Rabbanan told us not to blow shofar. It's not even our fault. So why is this? Marian La Basofa. So Tosfos helps us out a little bit. Tosfos in the name of the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos says, Mefarish Baal Halachas Gedolos, Lav de Mikla be Shabsa. So the Bahag tells us in Tosfos that this din in the Gemara of it's a bad omen, it's a simin ra, if you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, that does not apply to Shabbos. Does not apply to Shabbos. If there was an ones that occurred, so then, you know, the ones happened. What could you do? That's where Marie and La Basofa. But Shabbos, you're safe. Shabbos doesn't apply. Okay, that helps us out a little bit, but there's still a difficulty. This is all by way of introduction, by the way. Everything we've said so far. It helped us out a little bit in that, okay, we're following the Rabbanan, so we're not going to, you know, have a simin ra. But one second, what is about the second half of the Bahag? Only if there was an ones, so then that's where we say it's going to be a simin ra. So if you're alone in a desert island, or I'm so poor that I don't have a shofar, so then it's a simin ra, I'm going to have a bad year. The Gemara says a brachas, right? If I want to do a mitzvah, and I'm nenas and I can't do the mitzvah, Hashem gives me the credit. Kilo, I did it. So what's the pshat of the Bahag? If there's an ones and you can't blow shofar, you're still going to have Maria and Labisofa. It's not. It's a simin ra. So what does that mean? And why is Shabbos any better? So the Meshechachma. And this Meshechachma is the last step of the introduction, and then we get to the messages. Says the Meshechachma in Pshat of the Bahag. The top of page 3. The Meshechachma quotes the Gemara, the Meshechachma quotes the Tosfos, and the Bahag, the Hakavana, the middle of line 3. Ki'ein hatakia mitzvahs asei kamo kala mitzvahs. Shofar is not like other mitzvos that Hashem can give you credit even if you don't do it. Asher beheadara ye'onei shal b'li kiyumo osa. If you don't do it, Hashem can give you the credit. V'chiyonis rachmana patre. Rak hu kimo rifus tale uzikaranasi. The shofar is spiritual medicine, spiritual protection. Rachmana l'slan, if somebody's ill and they don't take their medicine, ba'ones, they run out of their pills. What does Hashem say? You really wanted to take your medicine. I'll give you the credit. I'll make you better. No, you take the medicine, you get better. If you don't take the medicine, you don't get better. Shofar is medicine for Am Yisrael. It's protection. It gets rid of the satan, the irb of a satan, whatever that means. It goes straight to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It takes us into the Kodesh Kadashim. You can't get that effect without the shofar. So even if you're ba'ones, Hashem will say, okay, I love you and I don't fault you. But you can't get the credit. Hachole im ba'ones lo yikach mazaru trufa ha'em yisrapa? Kim k'shenedar ha'zikaron shofar. Shemachneses zichronos Yisrael avim shashamayim. The shofar goes straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Su hachole b'lo mazaru trufa. The kitra chasadim im kombo, no more sickness, no more satan. But if we don't blow, we don't blow. That's why ba'ones, it's Hashem can't say it's ki'ilu we did it. And that's why the Bahag says, ba'ones, what could you do? But we still have a problem then. If it's like medicine, and if we don't do it, then it just, you know, it's not good for us, then what's the kasha? What about Shabbos? Why does the Bahag say that Shabbos is any better? We didn't take our medicine. This Shabbos, we're not going to blow shofar. So, but we're not according to that pshat of the Meshechachma, we didn't take the medicine of the shofar. So how do we get that protection? How do we get that medicine? So here we go. Three ideas. Three ideas to think about as we approach this day, that we do have the medicine. And we have a substitute for the shofar. The Meshechachma is not going to do this to us, to explain like, oh, the medicine, it, and then just leave us. The Meshechachma continues. But first, based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, as we know, famous Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, what is shofar? Out of the 10 kavanas of Rav Sadia Gaon, what is the most famous kavana of shofar? Lo matokim b'shofar shel ayil, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikul b'fanei b'shofar shel ayil, kedei she'ezker lachem hakedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. To remember hakedas Yitzchak, that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting lashon, hakedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Just in case you forget who Yitzchak's father is. Not too many places to say. Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Dafka here. Maybe we'll get back to that. Umat bez Hashem. Umat le'ani aleichem kilo kadem asmachem lefonei. I'll give you the credit as if you did the Akedah. The shofar is about the Akedah. The shofar reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Akedah. What was the root of the Akedah? In English we would say sacrifice. But what does that mean? Says the Meshechachma. Avram Avinu gave everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've had shiurim in the past about Akedas Yitzchak and what the Akedah meant for Avram, the hispatlus, the self-nullification on so many levels, nullifying his love for his son that he had after 100 years, nullifying the prior promise that Hashem said, Ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, nullifying his entire life's work, where he spent his entire life spreading monotheism and spreading being against child sacrifices. And everything is going to be ruined if Avraham Avinu goes through with this. And he says, this is what Hashem wants, this is what I'm doing.
He sacrificed everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered first. Says the Meshech Chachma, this Shabbos, we know how much shofar is. We know how powerful shofar is. We know the awesome protection that it gives us. And it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Akedah that gets rid of the Satan. We know all that, but you know what? We know the power of Shabbos. And we know what Shabbos means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know how Shabbos binds us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chilul Shabbos is Kilu Chilul Kol HaTorah Kula. And we're ready to sacrifice that unbelievable gift of shofar, L'Shem Shabbos. That's our Akedah. We're giving it up. We're giving it up. Ubecholzos. I'm sorry, line 7. Lachein, achareisha yadua lanu, godel atoalias b'mitzvah shofar. We know how awesome shofar is. Asher im yivutal, af ba'ones, as we just saw, even ba'ones, we know what a danger it is. And yeah, we're like, you know what, we'll take that risk. Because Hashem needs Shabbos, and the world needs Shabbos. Ubecholzos amru Yisrael, pen yivul achalila l'mitzvah Shabbos, asher meid al kedusha shmo yisvarach. It's made on the kid that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from Yesh Me'ayin. Chidish Shalom Me'ayin HaGomer, Yehemah, Yavar L'Namah. Whatever's going to happen, Kiddush Shem Shemayim. What's going to be at the end of the year? I don't know, but this Shabbos, there's no Chilul Shabbos going on. That's our Akedah, that's our sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to blow shofar so badly, and we don't L'Shem Shabbos. That's the schus, that's the substitute that we give for shofar. The Alexander Rebbe once was going up. It was Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos, and he always darshens before Tzkiyas. And he went up to the shtender to darshen. Maybe when it wasn't Shabbos, he often darshened later, before Shmon Esrei, before the Amida. Says the Chassidim saw him going up, and they thought maybe he forgot. Why is he going up so early? He forgot that it's Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos. The Rebbe. He says, I know. Don't worry. I'm going up because I'm showing how much we want it. We're doing everything we can in order to be about to blow and then stopping. Because we know the power and we're giving it up. L'shem Kedusha Shabbos. And that's the schus that we have. Shabbos is the pair. Shabbos itself will go to bat for Am Yisrael. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, you have it on the top of the next page. Or Shimon Bar Yochai. Amrab Shabbos Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos says to Hashem, Rabbona Shel Olam, L'kulan Benzug, Yesh Benzug, V'li'ein Benzug. I don't have a pair. It's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'nei Yisrael. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. Shabbos has us. Has Am Yisrael. That is our day of rest. The other nations of the world had a different day of rest. We're the only ones we have Shabbos. Shabbos is our pair. Shabbos is our partner. And Shabbos will go to bat for us. Because we'll always have Shabbos and Shabbos will always have us. It's a story that they tell over that at the millennium, I was trying to find out the veracity of the story, but either way, it's an interesting story, whether it's true or not. But the message is true. That in the year, for years, they had in the New York Times, in little letters on Fridays, Lubavitch paid for, you know, when candlelighting will be. When candlelighting will be, and when Shabbos starts, and when Shabbos goes out. So it went on for a while, but then, I don't know, it phased out. But they say what the New York Times did a special 3 front pages by the turn of the millennium. In 2000, they did the front page of 1900, the front page a year 100 years before, they reprinted it, a front page of 2000, and the front page of 2100, what it will look like. So 1900 they had, and, you know, 2000 they had, 2100 they had all these stories about, you know, is your robot going to be able to vote for you, and all these futuristic questions that they try to come up with. And the editor had no idea he was making it all up, but there was one thing, he called a Jew to look on a calendar to tell him when Shabbos can be. Because it could be 2100, Jewish women will be lighting Shabbos candles on Friday. Because Shabbos and the Jew are forever united. And that's the message that we have. And that, Rabbi Yaakov Ellinger, the men of the Aruch Laner, writes in his commentary on Chumash, we only get this chus if we recognize the godless of Shabbos. If we go into this Shabbos, which is the first Shabbos of the year, the first day of the year, this coming year, is Shabbos. Pretty amazing. The first second of Tavshin Pei Aleph is going to be Shabbos. So we have to recognize that, appreciate that, and then we'll have the schuyos of Shabbos. Number one, we sacrifice for Shabbos. That's our akedah. Number two, a different sacrifice. The Chassam Sofer writes in a few places, but I gave it to you from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi is Rav Kozhuk, the Kozhuk lover, Rav Yitzi Frumer. The Eretz Tzvi was killed in the Holocaust, Hashem Yikom Damo. But he relates the idea of the Chassam Sofer to our question. How are we supposed to? What's going on? Maria and Labasofa. See, he quotes back to the Gemara of the Akedah. Chassam Sofer writes, we focus on Avram Avinu at the Akedah. It was his test, the 10th Nisan, he was going to kill his son. But we also have to recognize that Yitzchak also was a pretty major player in the story. And Yitzchak deserves a lot of credit too. And what he's about to say, maybe, I don't think he was medayik this, maybe he was, but remember that Gemara that we read earlier? We remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham, as if to emphasize both of their messages and jobs in this Akedah, this event. Avram, we know, we spoke about him, that was the first. But now let's talk about Yitzchak. Says the Chassam Sofer, in a certain sense, Yitzchak Avinu's test was even greater than Avraham's. Because Avram Avinu heard it from Hashem. Hashem says, do this. Hashem says, do this. I do it. Torah Shebechsav. It's written there. It's clear. Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem told me that I should kill you. Oh, okay, great. Let's go. I believe you. Maybe you misunderstood. Maybe there's some other way that some other... something didn't Hashem promise you? So many questions Yitzchak Avinu could have asked. Nothing. Nothing. Avram Avinu understood everything. Ah, line 14. Yitzchak Yada Gamkein Asher Lafi Sora Karbon Woshayach Yinzeh Ba'adam. He knew there's no such thing as animal, human sacrifices. Hear from Abraham. Yitzchak should have said, Eich Efshar Zeh. She Yitzav Hashem Yisbarach Dover Kazesh Hu Neged HaSeichel. This is against everything, Dad. You're going to ruin your life. You're going to ruin all the work that you've done. Shouldn't he have questioned? And yet, he didn't say a word. He had Emunas Chachamim. He had Emuna in the Torah Shebal Peh. He didn't question Avram Avinu's understanding of God's word. And that was the godless of Yitzchak. And that was also another aspect of the Akedah. He was ready to accept sacrifice for Torah Shebal Peh. Sacrifice for Emunas Chachamim, for what Avram Avinu told us to do. And if you look at it, that's the Chassam Sofer. If you look at it that way, says the Eretz Tzvi, unbelievable. That's exactly what we're going to do this Shabbos. It makes no sense to us that we shouldn't blow shofar. Because there's one farmer out there that have found the shofar and he doesn't have anybody to blow for him. So he's going to go try to... It doesn't make sense that all of Klal Yisrael are going to give up shofar. The Rabbanan told us to do it, so we do it. We're like Yitzchak Avinu. We're following in his footsteps. We accept... The Rabbanan told us we have to protect Shabbos in this way, but the emphasis is Emunas Chachamim. The left side. Kishachar Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos vein token machmas takanes chazal shachashu gzeir shem yavirena d'lachor yipalamod neged haseichel. It doesn't make any sense. All Yisrael shebechol ha'olam yivatlu mitzvahs aseh b'avrach shatzo. Such a far-fetched chashash. Ula yitte echad v'yavret al ramos. The Rabbanan said it. The Gemara says it. Zera Daraba. Okay, that's what we do. That schus is our Akedah. And that's what gives us the protection. Number one was schus for sacrifice for Shabbos. This is sacrificing for Torah Sheval Peh and Emunas Lachamim. The Gemara says in Erevin, even Rabbi Akiva sacrificed for Emunas Chachamim. The Gemara tells us a story. Maisa Rabbi Akiva, the top of the next page. He was once in jail. The Romans put him in jail. And Rabbi Shua HaGarsi, his Misharis, brought him water every day. B'chol yom v'yom, machnisu lo mayim b'midi. They brought him water. What do you use the water for? Half to drink, half for netilas yadayim. One day the guard saw him going in and he says, you have a lot of water there. He says, no, I have the same water. It's like, no, you have a lot of water there. He pours half of it out. He says, take half to your rabbi. He takes it into Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's like, what happened? He says, this is the water. He says, well, you brought me half water. I need more water. He says, what do you want from me? The guard took it. He spilled it out. What do you want from me? So he says, okay, just give it to me. I have to do netilas yadayim. I have to do netilas yadayim. You're in jail. You have no water to drink. Ma'aseh, Rabbi Akiva says, "Why I have a choice? I shouldn't do netilas shadayim, a mitzvah derabanan. Ma'aseh shachayav an alav misa, mutav amus misas atzmi, v'lo'ever adas chaveirai. My colleagues made the din of netilas shadayim, mitzvah derabanan. I'm not violating that." He was moser nefesh for the din derabanan. Rabbi Akiva, that was his akedah. And that's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. That's our schus, our second schus of not blowing shofar. The commitment that we recognize that throughout the ages, the Jews that are still Jews are ones that had a commitment to Torah Shebaal Peh. Are ones that had a commitment to Emunas Chachamim. Questioned, but not questioned to get an, if I don't get an answer. We could question, but only to deepen what we already know. And finally, the third idea. The third and final idea, which maybe is the most straightforward and the most simple and the one that we think about when we read Gzeirah D'Rabbah. We're giving up shofar because a fellow Jew might violate Shabbos. We're sacrificing our own spirituality for the spirituality of another. There's no greater schus than that. Maybe it's not coincidental that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah we usually read the mitzvah of Hakel. And what's the mitzvah of Hakel? Men, women, and children. Right? Everybody comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Sukkos after Shemitah, and we read from the Torah. We hear the Torah. And the Ramban already points out, Anoshim, Noshim, Etaf. I assume this means Higiyah L'chinuch, at least 6-7 years old. But what could I do? Chazal say even babies. Chazal say even babies. Ask Rav Nosson Adler. Why bring the babies? What kind of spiritual experience is that going to be for you? Wouldn't it be more spiritual for just the men to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Just the adults, you have to have a certain age. You know, you're going to be there with the strollers and the diaper bags and the tissues and the this and the that and everything going on. What kind of spirituality is that going to be? The whole family? Hakel, the message of Hakel is that yes, it's the job of a parent, a teacher, a Rebbe, a friend, to sacrifice some of their own ruchnius to bring other people up. And again, we return to the Chassam Sofer, the student of Rav Nosson Adler, who writes in the Hakdama to Yaradeya, one will never lose their own spirituality, if what you're doing is to help the spirituality of another. It doesn't mean, Rahman al-Itzlan, everything's mutter and to do averis and to go do kiruv and no holds barred. No, it just means if I could be spending time doing something for myself and instead I'm doing something for someone else, you can never lose, says the Chassam Sofer. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu loved Avram Avinu. And only the Chassam Sofer could write this. Chanoch, we know, the seventh person to ever live from Adam HaRishon. Chanoch never died. What happened? He became so spiritual, he just connected and became a malach. Kilakacho to Elokim. Avram Avinu didn't do that. Why didn't Avram? He wasn't as spiritual as Chanoch. Correct, he didn't reach the spiritual levels that Chanoch reached. Says the Chassam Sofer. Because Avram Avinu realized that the goal of life is not just to bring myself up, but to bring others up with me, even at the expense of not getting as high myself. And he even quotes, we'll have to remember this for the Parsha Shir next year, By the story of Sodom, Hashem says to himself, so to speak, am I not going to tell Avram what I'm about to do? And ask the Chasam Sofer, didn't Avram Avinu have unbelievable levels of nevuah that he would have understood what was going on and what Hashem was about to do? How did he not know? And what does it mean? How could I not tell him? We would never have any conversation like that between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and himself, so to speak, in all of Tanakh. Says the Chasam Sofer at this point, Avraham Avinu wasn't on that level. Imagine what Avraham Avinu could have become if he just had exposed to this all day, instead of speaking to all these idolaters trying to convince them to believe in monotheism. He could have gotten so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he spent so much of his life probably talking ABCs of Emuna to others. Right? This is such a powerful message for teachers. So many teachers who, this is what I'm trying to inspire these young people who are so disinterested. I'm spending so much time. I could be doing so much more myself. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Am I gonna cover Amachas Anime Avraham? Just because he's doing this for me, I'm not gonna tell him. And what does Hashem do? He reveals. What is the message, says the Chasam Sofer? Hashem's going to give you the levels back. Don't worry. There's never going to be a time where somebody sacrifices their own spirituality. In the long run, they're not going to lose. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ein chisaron v'shleimus nafsho v'chol miyut hachanaso l'nevuah hu rak v'adeshu matrid atzmo. He was matrid himself l'chvodi u'l'mani. He was doing it for me, says the Chasam Sofer. I'm not going to give him the levels of nevuah because he was sacrificing for me. And he says at the bottom, ata aseyet asher tzivcha l'asos l'amidasam. You do what you have to do and I'll do what I have to do. Don't worry about it. And that's what he got from his Rebbe, from Nassan Adler, about Hakel. And that's what we do this Shabbos. We think about that we're sacrificing, because there might be a Jew out there that might be Mechal Shabbos. Remember Rebbe Preda? Ervin Nundalid. He taught the student 400 times every single day, and one time he didn't get it. He taught it 800 times. A Basco goes out, what do you want? Olam Haba for your generation or another 400 years? He says, Olam Haba for my generation. Basco says, I'll give you both. Because that's somebody who gave of himself for the spirituality of others. And that's the sacrifice. So if we ask ourselves, how do we not blow? How do we not blow on Rosh Hashanah? It reminds Hashem of the Akedah. Where's that schus? Where's the protection and the medicine? We have it anyway. As long as we have the right kavana in our mikdash. As we said before, we do it. We sacrifice l'shem Shabbos. We recognize the power and the partnership that a Jew has with Shabbos. We sacrifice l'shem emunas chachamim. Rabbah said it. It's good enough for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to follow this, and I have emun in the Torah Shebal Peh, and that gives me zchuyos in shamayim. Or I sacrifice for my fellow Jew. I sacrifice for those who might not be on my level. There's a big sugi in the Gemara, Shabbos Daf Gimel, Chatei B'Shul She'izka Chaveirecha, a lot of details. But sometimes we sacrifice. Parents sacrifice for children. And we have to recognize that sometimes. Sometimes somebody can't go to a shir because they have to be with their kids. Sometimes, you know, many things. But we sacrifice for others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that. And that's how we're not going to blow, but there's so much schus that we're going to have on this first day of the year coming to us. Shabbos haba aleinu l'tova. Reb Levi Yisrael Mibarditchev, the Sanegar shel Am Yisrael, he was always the defender. It was one time, it was Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and he looks up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Hashem, you keep the Torah like we keep the Torah. There are different chazals, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah. You're supposed to write everybody down for in the Sifrei Achayim V'Mesim today. You can't write. You can't write. Okay, you can never write on Yontif either, but Shabbos is an Isser Kares, Isser Skil, it's even worse. You can't write. There's only one way you could write. Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to write. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing that you could write today is L'chaim. Because the other way is aser. That's Reb Levi Yitzchak. We should all be zocha to this Rosh Hashanah. Reb Levi Yitzchak's bracha. There's only one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu could write. There's always darkness in history before light. There was so much darkness this year. There were so many Baruch Dianemeses this year. There were so many Tefillos of Rafa'enu this year. There's got to be light on the other side. Be'ezus Hashem. There's got to be light. There's got to be lifting up. There's got to be lifting up so many Rosh Tevis of Tavshin Pei Aleph, right, that they talk about. But some of them are about hope. Some of them are about light. You hear about someone that this year Hashem is Gozer Latova. He is Kra Roagzar Dinenu. He gives us a year of Bracha, Tzlacha, a year that we don't have to have on Zoom. We can have it in person. And even those of you in Chutz La'aretz, can be in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we daven for. That's what we daven for. Rachman al Islan. Rachman al Islan. Somebody sent me you probably saw this online. Somebody sent me a joke that, you know, somebody who had been in Uman last year said, there's only one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, heard about my tefillos this year. Lashon HaBav Yerushalayim. Okay. But we really want to be Lashon HaBav Yerushalayim. We want every Jew to be Yerushalayim. Next year, Tavshin Be'alif should be the year of Geula, Yeshua, and Nechama. Okay? Stop.